You're with us on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're talking about how Democratic lawmakers and the Evers administration are addressing discrimination in our state. Governor Evers signed an executive order this month creating the Governor's Advisory Council on Equity and Inclusion. The people who serve on this council will be advising the executive branch in ways to promote equality. So do you think there is equal opportunity for everyone to get involved with state government? Where do you see equity and inclusion at work in your state agency? We're at 800-642-1234. Sheila Stubbs is a Democratic state representative in the 77th Assembly District, including Madison. She's on the Dane County Board of Supervisors. Representative Stubbs, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Katie. I'm so excited to be here.
So what are some diversity and equity issues in Wisconsin state agencies that you see right now?
Well, first and foremost, I think that we have to acknowledge that racism exists and everything is not fair and equitable. We have to begin to think about who's burden, who's benefiting, and who's not at the table when policies are being made. And so as I began to look across the state of Wisconsin, I look at all types of factors from unemployment to discrimination to poverty to education disparities to criminal justice disparities. There are all facets of disparities from life to death, from infant mortality rates to mortality rates. It is just alarming, and I must say today that it is a call to action. It is a crisis in the state of Wisconsin.
A crisis that last week Governor Evers announced state employees would undergo additional training as part of his new executive order on diversity and equity. What would this new training look like?
Great. Thank you for asking. I think in order to really address initiatives to impact racial disparities, we need to look at implicit bias trainings. We need to look at explicit bias trainings. We need to look at biases overall. In order to address root causes that have led us to these disparities, we have to really talk about perceptions. And these trainings are important trainings because it gets us to recognize there is a problem. And many times people say, well, I didn't know. Is it really a problem? And here's reality. We have staggering statistics that are alarming within the state of Wisconsin. Do you know the state of Wisconsin is the absolute worst state to raise a black family in the country? Why is that? And why is that okay? Why shouldn't African Americans in this state not just live, but thrive? And that's where a part of these initiatives are going to address strategies. What strategies are missing? How do we have job retention? How do we have a diversity work pool? What are the barriers? What are the obstacles? What prevents us to really addressing these inequities that exist?
So what I'm hearing is not only confined to state agencies, you're looking straight across Wisconsin and certainly issues that hit home for many families across our state. The governor also announced this advisory council on equity and inclusion. What would the primary function of this council be?
Great. First and foremost, I really want to thank Governor Evers for taking the lead on these initiatives. As you can tell, our Lieutenant Governor Barnes spoke about this as he campaigned. He said, this is going to be an area that I'm going to focus on. And I really want to thank Joel Brennan, who is our DOA secretary, because all of this work is going to take place in the Department of Administration. Creating this new council, they're going to look at practices. They're going to look at policies. They're going to look at trainings. They're going to look at analyzing our data. What is that data telling us? Is it staggering? How do we move from a tipping point in the state of Wisconsin to a point where everyone is working and thriving? And I want to say this council is really, really critical. Not only is it going to be representatives from every state agency in the state of Wisconsin, it is also going to include four lawmakers, two Republicans, two Democrats. It's not just a black issue. It's not just a Democrat issue. It's a humane issue. It is a bipartisan issue. And I hope organizing this council really gets us to the point that we are addressing the inequities that exist, the systemic racism that exists, the oppression that exists.
Or at least get it on the table.
Got to talk about it. It's reality. Why aren't we facing reality? not everyone is given an opportunity, not all people of color.
Sheila Stubbs is a Democratic state representative in the 77th district of the state assembly, member of the Dane County Board of Supervisors. What do you think about Governor Evers' latest executive order calling for changes in how the state assesses issues of equity? Join in with your thoughts, 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Representative, in January, Governor Evers signed an executive order banning discrimination. How is this executive order this month different from the one he signed in January?
They're working together. And of course, we do not want anyone to discriminate. But a part of equity is fairness. We know for sure not everyone is given the same platform. So I'll give you an illustration. There are three people at three different levels, a short person, a medium height person, let's say 5'7", I'm 5 feet, and let's get someone who's 7 feet. We're all watching the same baseball game, but there's a fence in front of us. The 7-foot person can see the game clearly. The person that's 5'7", they're struggling a little bit, but they're looking through the pecs on the fence. Here I am 5 feet. I can't see hardly anything. There are three things that we could do with that illustration to make sure all of us are given the same viewpoint. What do you think we can do? Well, you can give me a couple of boxes and I can stand on them and I can have the same viewpoint as that 7-footer. I can remove that fence, right? Or we all can get on the backs of this 7-footer and say, let's all have the same viewpoint. And that's what equity is saying. It's not fair. But we have to say that we know there are people that are just not given the same playing field. And Governor Evers have said clearly he does not believe in discrimination, not any of us that are elected. And so we're going to make sure that we're all given that same viewpoint.
You're working with State Senator Lena Taylor, who introduced a complementary bill in the legislature. How will this bill in the Office of Equity and Inclusion, how will that enhance this executive order?
Absolutely. Well, it codifies. So they're working together. What Bill number 4633 does is three specific things. It creates the Office of Equity and Inclusion. It creates the Office of Equity and Inclusion Council. And it makes an appropriation. So there are five new full-time, so 1.0 positions in the Office of Equity and Inclusion. That's going to cost us from the year 2019 fiscal year to 2020, $347,700. For the Office of Equity and Inclusion that has new positions, so 1.0 full-time equity and inclusion specialists, right, are going to be a representative of every state agency. For all of those positions in the fiscal year 2020 to 2021, it's going to cost the state $615,000. And that's important because we do have to spend dollars where it's necessary. And as we collect this data, what are we going to do with it? Once we get it, what are we going to do? We have to look at best practices. We have to analyze the data and we have to look at trends. And must I tell you, there's going to be a culture change. We're going to have some state employees saying, now that I have this information, what do I do? We have to continue to offer them trainings, meet them where they are in order to change the outcomes for the state of Wisconsin.
How do you see this Office of Equity and Inclusion working with so many agencies and trying to bring people together and also trying to instill a particular culture and thoughts in these different state agencies? That's a big undertaking.
Absolutely. Well, let's just be fair and honest and say we need equity plans. What this council is going to do is help create equity plans for every state agency. So this new equity specialist, they're one for every state agency. That person would be the catalyst or the champion for that state agency. They would make sure this equity plan is done, present it to this council. The council looks at every state agency equity plan. And then we're looking to see what are some of the barriers. For example, it could be diversifying the work pool all across the state. Well, what are we going to do? What are we doing for recruitment trends? What are we doing to maintain the little diversity that we might have? So the council is an extra eye. When I look at equity, it is a framework. This bill is strictly a framework to help us get to the outcomes that we have. I can say this from my work at Dane County, which I replicated that work at the state level. It's taken us years to get to these status, 40 years. But it's going to take us years to change those numbers. But let's not take as long as it did to get these staggering numbers.
Have you received support for the bill from your colleagues? What does that look like?
Absolutely. As of today, I know that I have over 25 colleagues that have signed on. Unfortunately, I do not have a Republican colleague yet. I have reached out. I have had some conversations. I'm very optimistic because, again, this is a bipartisan issue. This is an issue that we know people of color are not being treated the same as other people. And to know our stats exist from child poverty to education to incarceration. Do you know in the state of Wisconsin, we are one of the top five states that have the worst incarceration rate across the nation? Why are we always the worst? And how do we move from the worst to becoming better?
Representative, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Kate. I'm excited to be here with you today.
Sheila Stubbs is a Democratic state representative in the 77th Assembly District. We've been looking at equity and inclusion work and what that work looks like in state government. Coming up, we talk with stand-up comedian and Brooklyn-based writer Hari Kondabolu. That's ahead. He's in Wisconsin. We'll talk with him right here. News update is next on the Ideas Network.